Support for Insight comes from Bonnie Plumbing, Electrical, Heating, and Air, with technicians available for electrical home service and repair, including electrical panels, Tesla Powerwall installations, and vehicle charging stations. Bonnie.com/CapRadio.
Welcome back to a special best of edition of Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're closing our show taking a listen back to some of the most interesting conversations this year. And that brings us to an El Dorado County student who is passionate about educating teens in the world of finance. From college loans to credit cards and overdraft fees, navigating the transition from high school to adulthood can come with some hard learning lessons and costly consequences. Sean Varshney is an Oak Ridge High School student and co-founder of Financial Literacy for You, a peer-to-peer nonprofit working to address the need for financial literacy. This is so cool, what you created, what you co-founded, Financial Literacy for You, also known as FLY. It was founded in 2018. How did this start? Where did it begin?
Yeah, so it all really started with my brother and I, who's currently a junior right now in college. We kind of saw what was happening, what the school curriculum at our local high school, as well as middle school, and kind of just taking different trips to parts of Sacramento, and you see the amount of extreme poverty in many cases. You begin to question where that all really started. And that's the same question that my brother and I had. We saw the poverty issue as something that we felt really passionate about, and we figured out how can this be addressed. So we looked into everything, and we figured out that the biggest issue that's really causing the whole poverty kind of happening in the first place is financial illiteracy. And it's simply the case of people not being able to know simple budgeting skills or what to do with their money. So once we figured that out, we said, hey, here's a great opportunity to kind of educate the future generation and kind of prevent some of these kind of mishappenings in the future. And that's all tackled with financial literacy. And then that's where FLY was started. And we began doing lessons at middle schools, boys and girls clubs, high schools, and we're teaching exactly what financial literacy is. You know, you've talked about budgeting and you're talking about credit, investing, college loans, any of those types of things that are so crucial for later adulthood. We're exposing to you to kind of help them bridge that gap between the resources that they wouldn't be given at school and resources that they're absolutely going to need in the future. And then that's where we come in and we kind of provide those lessons.
So you clearly had a foundation of financial literacy. That's what led to you to even recognize that there was a problem, a gap that you and your brother wanted to fill. Where did that foundation come from?
Yeah, so that foundation really came from my dad, who's in the business and investments industry. I've kind of watched him throughout my whole life, watching investment moves and kind of CNBC on TV, and I've seen, you know, how to invest, where money comes from, how do you save, how do you set long-term goals for saving, how do you potentially make a college savings account. So my dad has really been the main influencer for both of us, and he's kind of gotten us exposed to many of these skills that we're now bringing to many youth at a very young age. And I've something that I've always been extremely passionate about, giving back to the community and also teaching financial skills, whether it be investing, budgeting, kind of managing future goals. That's always been something that we've been really excited about. And then that's how that led to our interest to start FLY.
When did you start, I guess, saving and budgeting? How young were you when you started really thinking about this, especially, you know, since you have your father who, you know, who works in this field?
Yeah, so I've been budgeting and saving and doing all those types of activities really since the second grade. I opened up my own portfolio back in sixth grade for investments on E-Trade, and then I was trading stocks and everything like that. But if you're just talking about general kind of knowledge about financial literacy, things like saving up for loans, how to apply for a loan, how to manage credit, what is a credit card, I really began all those types of skills after second grade.
I'm like visualizing a double screenshot of you in second grade and me in second grade. And we had a very different set of awareness when it came to financial literacy, even into adulthood and going into college. What I also love about your organization is you go to the website and you see who these instructors are and their students as well. What is the benefit of having peers mentor others in financial literacy?
Yeah, it's major for the reason that instead of an adult kind of trying to teach these students about, hey, you know, this is how you start savings for college. This is how you actually go to a car dealership and you can bargain. You can try and get the best deal that you can on a car. These are the different metrics that you want to look at. This is how you maybe create a long-term financing plan. Instead of an adult teaching it to them and kind of an almost boring way where you're kind of listening to somebody just giving straight, explaining advice to you, we actually have engaging lessons where we have activities like Kahoots. We're asking questions back and forth between the students, and they're likely to participate too because we also give prizes for the people that do speak back. And the most important part about all of the lessons is that this is a youth-to-youth kind of interface where we are students teaching other students, and they feel that they are able to ask questions. They are able to kind of present themselves in a way where they want to learn, and we're helping them, we're guiding them as a friend instead of kind of a mentor or a teacher, as it may be if somebody older might have been teaching it to them. So they definitely feel that since we're there as a friend, we're both learning together, and then they're more obligated to kind of enjoy the experience, engage more because they're not afraid to ask questions. And then all of our team members are learning as well in the process. So it's fantastic. It really works out great for all of us, and especially our constituents who are at the lessons, because like I said, they love kind of the games and everything that we do during the lessons, and it reinforces their own knowledge base, and then they ask questions. So,
you know, you all may be peers and around the same age, but you all come from different lived experiences, different socioeconomic backgrounds, and different challenges within the home. Given, like, I know you are well aware, I mean, there's the rising cost for gas, eggs, housing, many families struggling. How can a young person even begin to even think about financial literacy when they don't really have that option to think long term about financial decisions?
Yeah, so that's really where I think building your own awareness of the financial struggles and what financial literacy is so important. And that's really where I think this bill and many other bills that are being passed into law right now are there to address that topic. Because if you look at California being the largest state in the United States, we have the highest number of high school students. And what that means is that these are more students that might be on the very end of the wealth gap, coming from kind of good, wealthy families. And then there's a lot that are on the other end of it. And the only way to kind of make sure that these lessons are kind of brought to everybody to even out the playing field is by mandating something, or every school district kind of has to have some teachers doing these lessons as well. And then that'll automatically in the process get students motivated to manage their own finances, pay attention to it, and really bring attention to things that many students and even some adults don't really look at during their day, right? So I'd say it's definitely a public policy kind of way of tackling this issue that's going to be extremely influential for all high school students on both ends of this topic. Whether you need it or not, I think that these lessons are very helpful. And by mandating them, everybody is given the same opportunity to kind of learn these skills and build their own knowledge, foundation of knowledge for the future.
Finally, before I let you go, you know, we're talking about economics, we're talking about finances, and often there isn't a lot of, you don't reflexively think of compassion, but you really are doing this even from the beginning when you talked about why you and your brother started this out of compassion, you know, to help others gain that financial independence and literacy. Where does that compassion come from? And especially when we're talking about money and budgets and things that can be pretty dry.
Yeah. So that compassion, I think, really just comes from a kind of understanding that many people, especially many people that may not be from the same background as you, do not have the same accessibility to many of the things that you may do in your daily life. So the compassion really comes from that. It's a root from knowing that if you have something yourself, or if you've been given a certain kind of skill or piece of knowledge, you are almost, in our case, how we felt. We felt pretty obligated that we wanted to give it back to the community and kind of spread that around, but do it in a fun way. Because obviously, if you're just talking about finances and it's kind of dry topics in many cases, we had to kind of spruce it up, especially because we're dealing with a young audience. You know, they want to stay engaged. They want to have their attention, which many people in our cases already have short attention spans. So it's kind of figuring out a way, how do we get them engaged? And that's what we do, prizes and other activities during our teachings. But it's really just it's a mutual feeling between us and the rest of everybody on our team that we are given knowledge, either from a young age for any type of reason. And now we want to share that with the rest of the public and kind of get everybody up to speed and kind of help out, lessen that wealth gap in the process.
Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sean Varshney is a high school student in El Dorado County and co-founder of Financial Literacy for You, or FLY for short, a nonprofit which provides peer-to-peer financial literacy for youth. And that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Carl Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineers are Antonio Munez and Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.